when God was giving the Torah at Mount Sinai, it says that the voice of God was so strong that it did not have an echo. This is what says in the Torah. The voice was so strong that it did not have an echo. You read this and it makes you think, one second. Usually, the stronger the sound is, the stronger the echo is. If I whisper, my whisper will not have an echo. But if I have a booming, loud voice on the country, it's going to create a lot of echo. So why is it that the Torah is saying that the voice was so strong that it didn't have an echo? It doesn't make any sense. So the answer is, what is an echo? Echo is sound waves reverberating, reflecting on an object and coming back to you. If I am in an open space, I'll not have an echo. If I am in a closed room, I'll have an echo. Or if I'm in the mountains, I'll have an echo. Why? Because my voice is bouncing off these mountains. But if I am on a space station in an open space up there, I will not have any echo. So there are two types of laws. There are laws like traffic laws, which if you're from New York is just a suggestion. There are laws like criminal laws or civil laws. They're made up by people. And if you live in a certain place, you have to obey them. Laws vary from country to country, from state to state. Why? Because they're made up by people. In one state, something could be legal, and in a different state, could be illegal. Why? Because it's made up by people in charge. And then there are laws like laws of physics. Laws of physics don't change from state to state. They might change from one state of the matter to a different state of the matter. But they will not change from one state of the U.S. to a different state of the U.S. And this is because they are describing the nature. They're not made up by anyone. They are describing the reality. When I am teaching you about the force of gravity, I am describing what is going on. So both of these laws, traffic laws and laws of gravity, are called laws, but really they're different laws. So my question is, the laws of the Torah, what type of laws are they? Are they like traffic laws, which are, again, just a suggestion? That's what I believe. Or are they like the laws of gravity, like laws of physics, or laws of any natural science, which are just describing what is already in existence? Judaism is insisting that the laws of the Torah are describing the spiritual nature of this world. And when the Torah was given, this is when the world has obtained this spiritual reality. Before the Torah was given, we were not obligated to eat kosher. Before the Torah was given, we were not obligated to keep Shabbos. Our forefathers were keeping the Torah laws, but this was not their obligation. They were not obligated to do it. They were doing it as an added bonus. So for our forefathers, Torah laws were like traffic laws in New York. Just a suggestion. Only once God gave us these laws, this is when I have to keep Shabbos and I have to keep kosher. This means that when God was giving us these laws have permeated the physical matter, the physical reality of this world. God's voice was absorbed in all material things. This is why God's voice was not reverberating. This is why it was not bouncing off the material objects. And this is why there was no echo. So the Torah is telling us that when God was talking to us at Mount Sinai, his voice was so strong that it had no echo. This means that God's voice was so strong that it started permeating the world. The strength of God's voice is not measured in how loud it was. The strength of God's voice was measured in the effect that it had in the world. From that moment, Whatever God said became the reality of the physical world. And this is why it had no echo. It was not bouncing back. The strength of God's voice is not in its loudness, but in its internal effect on this world. The words of the Torah have permeated all physical matter. And this is why God's voice became a part of everything what we see around, and this is why it became the spiritual nature of the world.